Welcome to another edition of the Business and Personal Podcast, where we bring you closer to the people that you do business with. And today I have a very interesting topic about teaching and the teaching profession. And it's been a very challenging year for many sectors out there, and teachers are no different, but that doesn't mean there aren't great opportunities out there. So we're excited to have Dave Saba on today. He's the Chief Development Officer of Teachers of Tomorrow. He's based out of Texas, but very well versed in what's going on here in Michigan, where I'm at locally. And we can also talk about some national things. But Dave has 20 years of experience in the education sector. He's seen a lot. So he has good info to get out there for us. So Dave, first of all, thanks for joining us on your busy day.
Hey, it's great to be here and talk about this. I love talking about education and especially teachers.
So let's talk about you a little bit first, in all of your years in the education business, and what actually eventually led you to Teachers of Tomorrow.
Well, actually, I have a kind of diverse background. I started at the Naval Academy and went into the Navy and flew helicopters for 8 years. I have a degree in ocean engineering, which is kind of a little bit different, but it also helps me with problem solving. And there's a lot of problems in education that we're always trying to solve. Kind of wandered around, did different things, and ended up with Kaplan Test Prep in the year 2000, and started working with them in the Mid-Atlantic region. Went from there to a company called ABCTE, which was one of the first to alternatively certify teachers on a national scale. Went to the National Math and Science Initiative, and then ended up here in Texas when Teachers of Tomorrow wanted to go from just being a Texas-based company, where it had been since 2005, and in 2016, they wanted to expand nationally. They brought me on to help with that national expansion.
Very good. And so how has this last year been for you? Just kind of a general overview, and how has it affected your industry, just like it's affected so many others?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, we had to help our teachers suddenly learn how to deliver content online. So that was probably the most critical aspect of what we were doing. At the same time, states were changing certification rules basically on the fly, trying to figure out how to, last summer, get new people into the profession while they were suddenly going to have to teach online or in a hybrid type learning environment. So facilitating all of that, working with all of our state departments of education, working with our new candidates, working with our school districts, trying to get them the staff they needed. At the same time, you know, a lot of people started exploring new careers, which is one of the things we facilitate. And so we had a larger influx of people coming into our program to become a teacher because they were either laid off from some other position or they just decided this is the time I wanted to do something different. So a lot of upheaval, a lot of support for our new teachers to try to get them through this new year. And then now we've got to shift back and go back to the way things were, you know, where everybody has to complete all of their normal requirements to become a teacher. So just a lot of moving parts over the last year to try to you know, ensure that we still live up to, you know, our main goal, which is to make sure that every child has a great teacher.
And I just think there's huge opportunity in this field. I know, like, locally around here, a lot of teachers retired here in the last year. And I have to think that that's been something that's happened nationally, that, you know, if someone was close to retirement, rather than deal with the challenges of a quarantine school situation or whatnot, they just opt to retire, which means opportunities are available. So talk about Teachers of Tomorrow and how people can go about becoming a teacher through your services.
Yeah. So, let me also comment back, because I think Michigan was actually one of the biggest. They had the largest number of teachers that did qualify for retirement at this moment in time. And there are a lot of teachers that have just decided, okay, I'm not going back. Teachers had, you know, a larger than normal percentage of the population had pre-existing conditions, and they had people at home with pre-existing conditions. And so the risk versus reward of going back to teach in a live environment versus taking the retirement seemed to be weighing more on the retirement side. So our goal is we recruit career changers into teaching. So we're not, you know, the colleges of education are focused on kids go to college, they want to become a teacher, they go through your teaching program. What we do is, if you selected a career path and now you decided you want to teach, that's what we are here to help you do in a very cost-effective manner to help you get into the teaching profession. Average age of going through our program is 34. 18 to 20% have a master's or doctorate. We are one of the most diverse programs in the country. 46% of our teachers identify as non-white. And so we're trying to bring a different group into teaching and do it in large enough numbers to make sure that we have the right number of teachers. And we have a very unique business model. We don't charge you a lot of money up front. So normally it's $295 to get all the content and pre-work you need to qualify for your initial teaching license. You get that initial teaching license that allows you to teach in most states 1 year, some state 2 years. In Michigan, it's 3 years. At the end of that 3 years, you complete your additional training and you get your full license. And it's during that first year on the job, that's when you owe us the tuition. So we don't charge you the tuition until you actually start working and are paid as a teacher. If you join our program and never ever teach, you never owe us the tuition. We want to put it on the line with you to make sure that you're comfortable with teaching, you're excited about it, you stay in the profession, and that's when we're going to get rewarded with you paying the tuition. So very unique model, and that's why it attracts so many more people into teaching. Just to give you some numbers, in Michigan, we've had over 9,000 people apply to be in the program. 1,800 of those have actually enrolled in the program and 600 have actually hired. So it's all about building that funnel of getting those people that are excited about teaching. Some start to go through the program and figure out, well, this is not for me. You know, I now realize this is a little bit more involved than I thought it was, creating lesson plans, tying those lesson plans to assessments, classroom management, dealing with students that may speak, 15 different languages in your one classroom. It's a challenging profession. So we're helping open up that funnel, get people in, attract them to teaching, make sure they're right for teaching. And then we work with districts to make sure that they're hiring our teachers, because we don't get rewarded unless they hire our teachers.
Yeah, and there's just going to be a huge need for what you're doing, because there's going to be a huge need for teachers. So this is a great alternative option. And I want to try to be clear on one thing that you said. So I understand where you're saying a lot of the folks that go through your program have maybe already gone through college and they're already in their career. Does that mean that someone cannot go right out of high school and say, well, I don't want to go to college, I'd rather go this route? Could someone go that route as well?
No, they have to have a college degree from an accredited institution, so with a minimum GPA. So it's not like you can just go to high school and just start going to teaching. You have to have a college degree to come into our program. You also have to be able to pass your subject matter test in Michigan. So if you want to teach math, you've got to, come into our program, start studying, get all the pedagogy skills or how to deliver content in an effective way, but then also prove your subject matter mastery by going and taking your teaching test in the subject you want to teach, math, physics, whatever it is. And then once you have that package together, then you can go apply to your license to the Michigan State and say, okay, I've got everything, I've got all the checklist, and then go get your teaching job, and then you're ready to go and start teaching. So there's a lot involved, which I think is why, a lot of people don't go through the program or don't finish the program to get into teaching.
And how many year degree are we talking? Does it have to be a 4-year college degree? Could it be a 2-year degree? What exactly are you looking for?
No, it's got to be a 4-year degree. We have to have a 4-year degree to become a teacher.
So ultimately, it's people that maybe went into college for something else and realized at some point in their life that that wasn't the path they wanted to go down anymore. And this is, rather than going through all the costs of a full college, it's a more cost-effective way to become a teacher.
Correct. I mean, the whole price is $56.95 for the 3-year program. And you're paying $295 of that upfront, and then you're paying the bulk of that over 15 months. So you're only paying $360 a month once you start teaching. And that's who it is. One of the first people to go into the program was actually a nuclear scientist that wanted to go teach physics in Detroit. He wanted to inspire the next group of people that would go into his profession. So he was 60 years old. He retired from his previous profession, but felt like he had another 5 to 10 years to give back and wanted to go teach. He had in Flint, Michigan, we had somebody who was fluent in Spanish and realized there was no Spanish teachers in Flint, Michigan that really fluently spoke Spanish. She came through our program. She was one of the first Spanish teachers to really help those kids learn Spanish in Flint, Michigan. So that's who it is. It's people that have a skill set. They want to give that skill set to kids. They want to inspire those kids. And so they go through our program to get into teaching and start teaching in Michigan or any of the schools in the states where we operate.
So most of the people that make it through the program, what level of teaching do they start at?
Oh, they start right at their entry level because they still have to master. So it's an entry level license. They still have to master their teaching profession. So, you know, they do about 180 hours of content prior to getting in the classroom, which is really that basic skills for teaching, how to create good assessments, classroom management, absolutely critical. What is the Michigan state test like? How are my kids going to do on that? All of the things to help make you a successful teacher in that first year. During that first year, you've got another 350 hours of content you have to go through to help you then more advanced instruction. You're also given a field supervisor who is assigned to you, who comes out and watches you teach to make sure and help you coach you through some of the more difficult parts. So if they get your lesson plan, they see you teach that lesson plan, they see how the kids respond to that lesson plan, and then they're debriefing with you and saying, okay, here's what I would have done better. Here's how I would have managed this, just to help facilitate that. They get three visits during the first year, another coach visit during the second year, and another one during the third year. So there's a lot of support built in there. Also, the school districts will also provide additional support, plus that of your principal. So you're not going in cold, but you are going into a new profession. So you're starting off the bottom. What our teachers tend to do, though, is they tend to advance faster. So if you're 34 years old and going into teaching, after the first 3 years, you may be the department head. You may start thinking about going in and becoming a principal.
So from the time that someone signs on to the program till they're actually in the classroom and starting the clock on that three-year period, how long is that from signing up to your first time in the classroom?
Yeah, that phase one is usually anywhere from 3 months to 2 years. You know, we give people, because it's an independent study, we let you do it on your time. So, but on average, it's about 6 to 9 months is what it takes to complete phase one to get ready for your first year as the classroom. And then, you know, you're the teacher of record, drawing a normal teacher salary, then first that on that first 3 years that you're working on phase two of the program.
And then are you moving from one classroom to another in that 3 year period of time, or does sometimes you stay in the same job for 3 years, or how does that work?
Most of them are staying in that job for 3 years. It's better if you do and work with that same principal and that, you know, support group within that school. So most of them are staying in that job for 3 years and then may move around from school to school. You know, part of what we're doing is we have an advisor that works with each one of our candidates to help guide them, not just through, you know, how to get into our program, then start the program, and then get their license. All of this is pretty complex. We don't make it easy for teachers. You know, you couldn't, like, if you were to decide right now, I want to go into teaching and went online to the Department of Education website, you would find it difficult to figure out how to get from point A to point B. We have an advisor that basically guides you along the way to make sure that, you know, you do get there along that way and that your field supervisor then is helping you as well. We're also guiding you on where the jobs are. It doesn't pay for us to say, yeah, go ahead and get elementary certification and go try to teach in one of the more affluent schools. Those jobs are going to be taken by somebody else. There's people waiting in line for those jobs. We're trying to steer you to where those high needs areas, where our school district partners need people the most, so that you're getting that job right away and can get employed.
And I think the advantage for people that are going through the program too is the way your fee structure is scheduled. The higher payments don't kick in until you're actually earning that teacher's salary. So then it's obviously a lot more affordable to pay for it, right?
Yeah. So, you know, and we always tease, like, you know, can you imagine universities saying, look, just pay a low upfront fee. And then after you get your degree, once you start working, then you can pay as the tuition, you know, which is a little bit like a student loan, but a much bigger payment. So ours is only $360 over 15 months. Most teachers find that, you know, that is something they can do. And it takes the risk out of it too. I mean, a lot of people don't go into a teaching program because they don't know enough about it. With us, you're only paying $295. And you can go through the program and see if you like teaching. If you do, keep going. If you don't, you know, you're only out $295 for seeing what the teaching profession is really all about.
And for anybody that follows the program step by step and makes it all the way through, like, you have guaranteed placement at every stage of the process, right? That if you make it through this, you're going to get a job.
Yes and no. I mean, I don't personally guarantee it, say, you know, but if you get off your butt, and there are so many openings right now, like we track the number of openings, and the number of openings over the last 3 months in the 9 states that we're in has gone up by 3,000 openings. And I don't have 3,000 teachers to fill every single opening. So if you want to do the work and go out and you know, go apply for a job at a school district, you're going to get a job, you know, unless you're just a horrible person. And then we don't want you to get a job. But, you know, if you truly believe that all kids can learn and you really go and just, you know, do the basics of normal job hunting, you are going to get a job. There are that many openings. And this year, like no other year, there are going to be more openings than you've ever seen before. And also there's a lot more support. We're already seeing, with all of that federal money that's flowing into education, $1.2 billion that's flowing into K-12 education is going to end up helping these teachers this year like no other. In Texas, we're seeing they're going to be offering additional supplemental income to teach after school and in the summer, that teachers are going to be making $100,000 a year. Other schools are scholarshipping people, you know, through programs like ours to go into teaching. So there are going to be a lot of innovations that are going to help teachers like no other time in our history, just because it's so much money flowing down to try to catch all of these kids back up from, you know, this year of online learning where some of them didn't progress as fast as they needed.
That's why I have you on here, Dave. That's all I keep hearing about is all the opportunities in this field. So I think it's important to get information out to people about how they can become a part of it, because there are a lot of people that fit in that bucket that you're talking about that might have been in a career for a while and that career got turned upside down from COVID-19. Yeah. And they're still looking for solutions. So
there are, and you know, pay is, you know, started to creep up. I know, you know, it really depends on where you are, but you know, teaching is definitely not as lucrative as others, but there is that intrinsic reward of helping kids and getting that aha moment when somebody really understands something that they didn't know before. And teaching is the one profession in our country that impacts everything. You can't be a strong country without strong teachers. Your military, your democracy, if you don't have great government teachers explaining the way democracy works, you got to be able to communicate. So you've got to have great English teachers. You got to know how to work as a team. So even our PE teachers all drive a very successful economy, a very successful country. It all rests on the back of our teaching profession. So we need great people to be a part of that if we ever want to be a great country.
No doubt about that. And I think too, with all the kids falling behind because they've had to try to learn from home, and that just shows how important that teaching experience is, and it's going to be to catch up here over the next few years as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of parents really realized how how vital our teachers are and how hard it is. It's, you know, these teachers just have the patience that I would never have, you know, to help these kids and work through all of these things that are going on in the classroom and just keep that flowing. You know, you and I are going to be on for, you know, 20, 25 minutes today. Teachers are on for that 6-hour day. You know, they maybe get little breaks here and there, but they're on the whole day. And you have to have that kind of personality, that energy to make that happen and just keep those kids going. And they, you know, those kids need that energy from the teacher. So it is an incredible profession. We have incredible people. There's 3.5 million teachers in this country. helping this country get better every single day. And it's amazing to me sometimes.
Well, Dave, we've had mainly a Michigan focus here because that's where I'm based out of. That's where most of my listeners are from. But what are the other states that you're certified with as well?
We started in Texas. We then expanded to Florida, Nevada, Michigan, Indiana, North Carolina, South Carolina, Arizona, Alabama, and then we've got applications in for Ohio and Virginia. So we continue to grow to where the demand is the highest for teachers, because kids have not selected going into teaching at the university level. They're looking for more degrees that might give them different options. So they're going in and taking English, or they're going in and political science, or you know, something else in the technical field, and then planning to teach somewhere else, because millennials and beyond are not looking at a 20 or 30 year career. They're looking at, I want to do this first, then I want to go do this, then I might do this. And so you've got to have on-ramps for them to get into teaching like ours. So So teachersoftomorrow.org is our website. You can see where we grow and where we go in the future, but that will let you then select which state that you're in that you want to look at and see what it takes to teach in that particular state. Obviously for Michigan, it's teachersoftomorrow.org/Michigan. And Michigan has been one of our best states. The Department of Ed there is amazing to work with. You know, as far as our success in the state, Michigan is number two behind Texas. And we just recently were able to pass legislation to allow alternative programs like ours to recruit and prepare special education teachers, which is the absolute highest need in Michigan. So we're hoping to start offering that in August.
Yeah, so I'm glad you brought that up. You actually mentioned that to me before we started recording here. How big is that to have added that layer onto what you can offer now?
Well, 2 years ago when I first started, you know, pushing this legislation, there were 500 open positions in October of that school year. So that's 500 classrooms of special ed kids that didn't have a teacher that somebody was trying to fill or backfill. And that's just horrible. So that's when we started talking to our school districts and saying, you know, what can we do about this? We started working with the department, and then some great legislators who said, yeah, we want to fix this. We were able to get that fixed over that period of a year. We now have to, the state has now really expedited the application program for programs like our. We'll apply to the state in July. They promised a 30-day turnaround so we could start producing teachers next fall. So that's a huge win for everybody. That's an extra 500 teachers, I hope, that we can get into and help special needs kids, so they're not sitting there with somebody who's either maybe a teacher's aide but somebody that doesn't have the training to really work with those kids and continue to help them move forward.
That's fantastic. So what about this scenario that I've kind of got in my mind? Like, what if something like this happens? So someone went through the program in Michigan, completed everything, life event happened, they had to move to another state. In order for that to could that transfer to another state as long as it's one of the states that you are in your network?
Or would that actually it's any state. The states have been really good at creating reciprocity with other states for a full teaching certificate. So they couldn't do it like after 1 year. They'd have to get their full teaching certificate. So at the end of the 3 years, when they get their full certificate from Michigan has reciprocity with, I think, almost all states. So then they could just move there, show them their Michigan license, apply for their Florida license or Texas license, or even a state that we're not in, you know, Wisconsin, and easily start teaching there.
So, and you kind of touched on a little bit how you're looking to expand to other states, but what really are some of your future goals to continue to grow? What are some things in the near future that you're hoping to do to continue to grow this company?
Well, I mean, there's still open positions in every one of our states, like I said. So our main goal right now is recruiting more people to become teachers and finding ways to get that excitement about teaching so that we can get more people into the profession. That ultimately is the best way that we can expand, serve our school districts, and serve those people that are coming into our program So that's number one. We've got to recruit more and convince more, you know, if in any way in that funnel, I convince more people to move to that next phase of the funnel, that's a huge win. So, you know, those 9,000 applicants, I only had 2,000 people actually come into the program. There's another 1,000 of them there that I can convince to come in, and half of those come into teaching. That's another 500 teachers I get in Michigan that we desperately need. So that's really our focus right now, is to try to come up with innovative ways to get people into teaching. Right now, we're running a special, I told you it was $295 to come into our program. Right now for the month of May, it's only $95. So we just know we need this last big recruiting push to make sure that we've got enough teachers for September. And we're really worried that we're not going to have enough. So we're doing everything we can right now just to get people excited about teaching and get them to complete the program.
You have offered a lot of inspirational words in terms of how important teaching is and how rewarding it could be. But what are maybe some of your parting words for someone that might be listening to this that's kind of on the fence of what they want to do with their career right now, of what teaching could do for them?
I think everybody, it's fun in my profession to go, you know, everybody remembers that one teacher that inspired them, you know, and it's not like, you know, I mean, every single person in this country probably has one teacher that just made an impact on their lives and helped them do something that really impacted what they did for the rest of their lives. And you could be that person for 25 kids a year if you just take that first step and start looking at teaching as a profession. You just need more people that are going to inspire all of these kids to do something great with their lives, or even not, it doesn't even have to be great. Just do something with their lives and have a great productive life. It all comes down to teaching, and you could be that person for somebody. We need you, your schools need you, our students need you, and the country needs you. You know, I was in the military, people thank me for my service all the time. And I always, because I'm in teaching now, it's always, I'm like, yeah, you thank me, but please go thank a teacher. And so if you decide not to go into teaching, thank a teacher next week and just say, thank you for what you do. It's amazing. And we appreciate it.
That's so true, man. I think I remember just about all of my teachers growing up, at least a little something from all of them. But I don't know that you truly appreciate them maybe until after the fact. You don't, maybe sometimes don't appreciate them as much during the process. But at some point in your life, you do recall those great moments and times and memories with your teachers. And you're right. It's a rewarding of a career as you can come up with, I think.
It really is. And we need them now more than ever. We've got to get everybody back on track after a year and a half of disruption to learning. We got to get people back on track. And the only way we're doing that, you know, we can use all the technology in the world. It's not going to make a bit of difference if we don't have a teacher behind that technology, helping these kids master the techniques and the knowledge they need to have successful lives.
On that note, you've mentioned the website. Is it as simple as that? Just go there to start the process.
Yep. Teachersoftomorrow.org. There's an application process right there. You fill out the application and our advisors are going to give you a call and start working with you to get into the teaching profession.
Very good. Well, Dave, doing great work. Hopefully this helps you fill at least a little bit of the gap, and best of luck to you moving forward.
Well, thanks, Ryan. I really appreciate the time this morning. It was great talking with you.
All right. Thank you.